Time went over and beginning the visit with Cookie and Helen. This most unexpected visit I never thought would happen again. This Monday, the 11th after at bedtime. Monday at bedtime, the 11th of March, 74. Channel run over and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Helen. This Monday at bedtime, the 11th of March, 74. This visit I never thought would happen. Channel run over and beginning of the visit with Helen and Cookie and Helen. This Monday at bedtime, the 11th of March, 74. This visit I never thought would happen. Channel run over and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Helen. This Monday at bedtime, the 11th of March, 74.
No, sir, we couldn't be quiet.
No way, they being quiet.
Well. So we just rattly banged all around the house.
No way, need to be quiet.
Oh, Lord, I heard that thing, and I thought the streetcar was coming.
Oh, you thought you were in New York, huh?
Yes, sir. I didn't know whether it was in the air or on the ground.
Well, we were on the ground, but we couldn't
part
be quiet.
I was on the ground part of the time.
Sit down, Cookie. Stand up. What are you going to do? Oh, man.
Boy, I had a day today.
Is that right? You got a, is this your new assistant?
Yeah.
It's my day off. I decided I'd go with him today.
You don't need that.
Hello.
Hi.
No, we were just on our way home and we thought we'd come back.
Don't lay it that way. You're going to run into it. It's dark out there.
Well, I want to see this gentleman.
Maybe you do. Maybe you do.
Maybe do, maybe don't.
Yeah. Like Jack Stokes said, it's your nose and your forehead, but now you just tell me what happened.
Well, good to see you.
Yeah.
No, I said you all were in bed, and we just couldn't be quiet, so we just kept going.
It wasn't that. I was just out of the bathtub.
Yeah, and I go to bed because my eyes can't see at night.
Yeah.
So, I get bored half the time after I get up there.
Oh, boy.
No, we've been to Lakeland. On the way home, we just decided we'd come by this way.
Yeah, we're so glad.
Yeah, we went down to get a load of feed for Jack Stokes.
You did what?
Went down to get a load of feed for Jack Stokes.
At Lakeland?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And just the other side of Lakeland. I went with him.
Just went around for the ride.
Well,
this
I suppose
that's the only day that we got to get
took a load of horses for a fella and fell down to Ocala where I was going to pick up where I was going to get him. He wouldn't let him go, so I went to Lakeland and got a load of feed. I've got two more loads this week.
You certainly must have put
What kind of feed you got in Lakeland? I thought you went to Georgia for feed.
Well, I got horse feed down there and I got chicken feed.
Scratch and mash and laying feed and
I got 1,000 pounds of scratch feed, 1,000 pounds of roars, and a ton of laying mash, and 500 pounds of horse feed plus.
God.
You need any horse feed?
You got some good sweet feed?
I've got some of the best. 12%.
Really?
12%.
Golly.
That's hot. Maybe it's too hot.
No, it's all right. I just get hot with it.
That's coffee, man. You put your coffee first.
No, I'll put the coffee in.
He does things his way.
Oh, I see. I got it back here. Yeah.
You would drink some milk?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Yes, please.
You know. No, I got them.
Most of it's right there. It's almost enough there.
Oh, I just want a little bit, so that'd be enough.
I don't know how I'm drinking it. I drink cider. So
oh, well, I might drink that too, but I drink coffee too.
Well, I tell you what,
a little bit.
Me and my poor old dad, we set up after I got the television working. We set up, by gosh, every night till 11 o'clock and just drink coffee and fuss at the news. And Dad would, he just sat there and fussed at the news, and then his legs was hurting so bad he couldn't hardly stand before he got crippled. I'm telling you, we had a time. Then he'd fuss at Mama a while, and Mama would fuss at him a while.
Well,
that's what you went for, wasn't it?
I had to put some weight on you.
A little bit of weight,
huh?
Yeah. I had them hot biscuits and
molasses
that Mama had every morning for breakfast.
Oh, Lordy.
And she made him a quilt.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Lordy, what's on? He said she went upstairs and she came back down with a whole bunch of pieces and she sewed them together and made a back for it, and then they had to go up in the cellar house and get the quilt and frames and put them up. She fixed it. Had it all finished. It was time to go.
Back on with old
no.
rags. Looked like
it's
old
look.
Rags.
Yeah.
But done. She didn't come out of it with
she
a good looking quilt.
Yeah.
She packed them instead of quilting.
Yeah. She had the pattern in her mind.
That's
uh-huh.
right.
That's what she did.
That's
oh,
all.
And there's nothing.
It? But he didn't get it raining because it was raining. He was afraid to get it wet.
Oh,
so
okay,
I said, we'll have to
pouring
bring
the
it
rain
down.
Down when I was up. Oh, when I left the front, it was raining. My.
Nothing
as
beautiful as a homemade quilt.
I tell you what, to me,
uh-huh.
as bad as I need money, $100 bill wouldn't buy that quilt.
Well, I'm sure it wouldn't.
I'm serious. $100 bill wouldn't buy it.
I missed that. Say that again.
I said, as bad as I need money, $100 bill wouldn't buy that quilt.
Oh, no.
I just want that.
There's nothing to replace it, see.
Oh, no.
Nothing will replace it.
No.
And poor old Mama told me, she said, now let me tell you something. She said, when it gets to where we don't have to feed, said, Daddy's going to bring me to Florida.
You guess they'll ever get to that place.
Mama's coming to Florida.
I had to laugh. Leo said his dad hurt his legs started bothering him, so he had to get out and help try to feed. He said his dad was feeding in four places. He said he cut it down to two, and he said if he'd have fed another week, he'd have had to cut down to one. The mud is so deep. Oh.
Bought me a pair of gum shoes that come to my knees. And let me tell you, fella, I went in mud over them gum shoes.
I'm all things to your knees.
He said he did that putting the cow in the barn. He told his dad it'd be easy to let the cow go back on the hill.
I told Daddy, I said, that's the last time that cow go in the barn. I turned her out with the rest of the cattle.
Well, thing she was dragging.
Well, Daddy was dragging the mud.
In the mud to get in. They had just
I don't
had
know
so
what
much
happened.
Rain.
Oh, don't tell me.
Rain? We had about 3 pretty days all the time I was up there.
Rain.
The bottom
rain,
above the house,
snow.
He said it just looked out and it looked like a lake. And it's never looked that way before. It just had so much rain.
And just saying, we had.
And then it's so dry.
Is that right? And you've got shoes that come up to your knees, and you got the mud that come up the top of shoes.
We're down in the shoes.
Went down in the shoes. That's something.
Three good days. All the good weather we had. All that stuff. And I got Mama's hot water tank hooked up and a pump. Got it all fixed up.
Yeah.
For the first time that she's had hot water that she could call hot water in her life.
Well, the hot water, you know, always run out or in the, would freeze in the winter. And
you have to cut it off. By golly, I put it in and it was 3 degrees above zero, and it didn't freeze off.
His voice had to watch everything frozen off in the winter, you know.
Everything but what I put in would freeze off. I put the cold water in myself. The bathroom, I put it in, even built it.
I didn't have a cold bath.
Never have had a speck of trouble with it. No way, shape, form.
But you know, so many of the springs are gone dry. Have gone dry.
The natural fed springs.
That used to be so plentiful, you know, the water was just everywhere. They've gone dry.
So they got hot water year round for the first time.
The first time.
And they don't have to worry about, your mama don't have to worry about the freeze.
And she can wash with a little bit of satisfaction with an automatic washer.
She bought her a new automatic washer about 3 years ago. And she has never gotten to use it.
Until now. She can use it now.
She didn't have quite enough hot water or something?
She just had enough water pressure.
They didn't have enough water, period. All they had was hard water, and they couldn't wash her clothes in hard water. She had to have soft water.
Well, how'd you manage it?
I put it in a different well. I got a pump, another pump. They got two pumps now. One for hard water and one for cold water.
Oh,
really?
That's right.
Well, how do you tell which well is going to be which?
Well, the soft water's on the hot water
side. And the hard water's on the cold.
And the hard water's on the cold side.
Well, I mean on your pump. On your pump, how do you tell?
There's two pumps.
There's two of them.
Two different pumps in two different places.
Yeah. Well, how do you tell which place is going to give you cold water and which is going to give you hard water? You just have to guess?
No.
No.
You can
tell. Because they're in two different wells. The pump for the hot water is over that well. He built a box and put the pump right over the well.
They got two different wells. They got a hard water well and a soft water well. One is a dug well and one's a drill well.
Oh.
Which is the dug well?
The hot
water.
The soft.
The soft water's a dug well.
I see.
So he built a box.
That comes from the spring.
That comes from the natural fed water, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the other one's a drill well.
And there's enough in there, it collects enough in there to wash.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah, it wasn't about 3 feet.
It's like a regular duck well.
And it's 23 feet deep, because I've been down in it.
What's on it?
Clean them out.
Well, it's just dug down in clay.
In clay?
In clay, and walled up with rock on the inside.
That's where they dig well.
Oh, you got rock in it, too.
Oh, see, it's a big,
it's
about... I don't know how big around.
It's 3 foot diameter.
It's masonry. With cemented rock.
Yeah. And then you fix your, you dig your well, and then you wall around it, you know. And in that dug well, you know, you clean them out there so often. And that's why he's been down there, and he's cleaned it out.
I've
been down there. We used to have a dug well, and we'd have it cleaned out every so often.
You've down in it.
Uh-huh. You go down in it and clean it out. You get your
water
out.
What'd you do with that 20-foot of water?
Pump it out.
You dip it out, pump it out, and get to the bottom and clean it out good, and then it fills up again.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then that's the one he
put
the
water. Well, that's new one on me. I've never had one like that.
Never have seen one
either. I tell you,
but
that's,
well, you know, with children, you know, you used to lose everything in the well. Everything was lost in the well. The day that we had the well cleaned out, we were all there ready to grab.
Grandpa lost
the little treasures that we hadn't had for a while, you know, they were in the well.
Grandpa lost his glasses in that well. They dropped out of his shirt pocket.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy.
And they went down in the well. Well, I had to go and clean the well out to get his glasses.
Oh.
And you got them.
I got them. That's me.
But we always found the same,
you
know, that we
before we ever come to Florida.
Yeah.
But I checked the bottom, and it doesn't need cleaning out now, because after
had a curb up over, you know,
I
built covering
a curb on top of it,
and a pump. Then they used to have a hand pump, you know.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They had it fixed till it was closed in, and the children didn't drop the thing. But before that, you know, it was always so handy to lose something. I know we used to when I was little, I remember.
Yeah.
Or lift it up, you know, and then lose something.
Yeah, we had a ball, me and Mama.
Yes, when he started home, he said his mama had to go as far as clay with him.
She had to ride about 14 miles.
Then Grandpa had to go get her.
She had to ride 14 miles with me, see everything's all right.
And
Dad had to drive that 14 miles to take her back home. Ain't that like a little girl?
And they're like a little spoiled boy. She had to see it. Her boy got on the
Had to see why, Cookie?
She had to see that everything was all right.
That your car was running all right.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then Grandpa had to bring her home.
Well, that's
wonderful.
Yes, that's believing her own eyes.
Oh, we'll have to bring the pictures and show you.
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary pictures. Oh, they are so good.
Oh, really?
Picture of the Grandma and Grandpa, and then there's one picture of Grandma and Grandpa with the children, all 10. And then there's a picture of all the grandchildren that were there that day. And they were all there but four of mine. All the rest of the children. They're real nice.
Well, cold or not, rainy or not, that sure agrees with you.
All I done was.
I know one morning, Grandma said he didn't get up until 11 o'clock.
That's right. I got 11 o'clock. Then your dad got up, went and fed. He fed one time that day. That was
and ate twice. He told Mama she wouldn't have to cook it twice that day. Didn't get up in time to cook three times. That'd be nice if you didn't have anything to do.
But boy,
you go up there and stay like that.
Let me tell you, it was raining something I want you to know. We couldn't have fed even if we had got up early.
Oh, like that.
It was just raining that hard.
And just kept it up?
Just kept it up. It rained all night and all that next day till noon.
Good Lord.
We got out, went and fed the cows, the horse. Had to carry that hay back on them hills. My.
And your daddy does it.
He does it.
What do you mean, carry the hay back on the hills? Back to where the cows are?
Back to where it ain't muddy, to where they can eat it.
Where they can eat it. It has to be back out of the water. I've never seen it that wet.
You mean you have to look for a dry place up there in that hill country?
Yes, sir.
The bottoms are just, he said, just like a lake.
I tell you what, now the bottoms that we used to feed on and used to drive a car up over now, let me tell you, we could look right up through it and it looked like a lake.
Wet.
That's just how wet it was.
You couldn't get in and out.
It was hard.
The little road that goes is creek gravel and rocky, you know. It didn't wash out quite as bad as, you know, just ordinary.
I took my old trailer and truck right on in the daddy's house. Got stuff on the level ground. After I got off the driveway, I got stuck just like that.
Yeah, right.
Sure
did.
You
drive this?
Yeah.
On this big rig?
Yeah.
Oh, what in the hell did you need that big rig up there for?
I might have brought back something that could make some money on, but there wasn't nothing to buy. Horses and all.
Well, he took and used his dad's truck while he was up there.
Horses what?
26 cents a pound.
Yeah.
On the market.
Yeah. You never thought the price of cattle would lag like this. Hell, this is the time the price is higher right now when they buy them to put them on pasture.
That's right. They're not going to go much higher, buddy. They're not going to go much higher.
I tell you.
I know some people that just sold their cattle in town.
Do you know anybody who could buy some more?
No. No, not now. No.
Well,
I told him that's the
horse
business.
I'm out of the horse business.
We don't need anything.
All I got is little man. And that's all I want. Because let me tell you, feed is too high.
How much do you pay for this?
$7.60 a hundred wholesale.
Oh, that's something.
Oh, really?
But now that's cheap. It's $9.80 in West Virginia, a hundred.
Well, it's backwards. It looks like it'd be cheaper up there.
No, it ain't. It's $9.80.
You're right there by that.
Gasoline for the cars is high up there, too. Always has been.
But you're right there by that corn country. Illinois, Ohio.
Let me tell you, they didn't raise no corn last year.
Just soybeans. Oh, that's right. They had a hard time last year putting
that's
the
right.
death burn stuff
mm-hmm.
in.
That's right. It rained so much up there they couldn't even get the crops planted, and then when they did get them planted, they couldn't take care of them. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So soybeans all is.
That's right. Soybeans all is, and they're high.
Well, I know. I went
$300 a ton.
One bag of horse feed, sweet feed, and 25-pound bag of dog food was almost $12.
It's hard to believe. Well, you see on the television, they're trying to encourage people to eat meat. They just quit eating meat.
That's right. It's too high. They can't afford to buy it.
Well, did you ever think people could live without hamburgers? They don't even eat hamburgers now. They eat bean burgers.
That's right.
I bought a hamburger at Louis' place.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to stop there, you see, and get a short order cooked on his grill, and we never did. And I was by there one day, so I stopped and I bought two and brought them home. And you know, I could hardly eat it. It didn't taste like anything. Could have been me. I've been off hamburgers for a good while.
No, they're just that away now.
They don't taste like meat.
No, they got too much horse meat in them.
What's the name of the new the helper that you put with hamburger to make more? They advertise it on TV all the time.
Hamburger helper.
No, it isn't a helper. It's a new something. It's a filler that goes in with your hamburger meat and you mix it. And gives you almost a quarter pound more than what your hamburger is. Looks like meal, but I mean it's I forget what they named it. It has a name. Oh yes, you had your hamburger helper.
Well, I got my
soybeans.
Got my head.
No, that's
scalded.
Part of it. It's ground.
I do that.
Well, my truck run hot and coming back, and I think, well, I go out and let the pressure off the radiator.
Oh.
I went out and took the pressure off the radiator. It just released the cap, you know, a little bit. And it quit spewing completely, and I'd been sitting there for 10 minutes. And I went out, and they took the cap off. There was no pressure at all on it. But all at once, it just blubbered, belched, and threw that water all over me, and went my $25 hat and all. I didn't care about my head, but it sure messed up my hat.
I never heard anything like that.
Yeah, just spit it.
Nose
more
and
less.
Boy. That sounded like Molly drinking water. You know how a horse, a mule, is it a mule or a horse? You think they've drunk it all, but first thing you know, they'll start spitting at you.
Yeah.
I like to take it. You can hold the water 15, 20 minutes.
That's pretty fair.
Well, it surely must feel like summertime to you down here now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's so hot.
And,
well, it's just been summer for about a week, hasn't it, Ellen?
Yes, but it was summer all during January.
Well,
I thought.
It was spring. It wasn't
warm. I mean, well, it wasn't winter.
No.
Definitely.
But this is hot.
Yes, it's been hot when it gets to 91.
You sit out in that for a little while, and you'll start pulling your chair over in the shade. That's what I'm calling summer, Cookie. And you don't have much urge to take a jaunt around the back pasture, either.
Golly, you've been gone a month or so?
5 weeks.
5 weeks. Good.
I just passed too fast, didn't I?
No. I was glad to get back, believe me.
I had to laugh. All day, evening, Saturday evening, every time my car went by, he'd look.
I said you
could tell he had been out in the woods for
never
a while.
Never see a car.
Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous?
I'm telling you.
It was so funny though. You perk it and listen every time a car goes by.
you just don't have much noise then, do you?
Yes, no, the dogs are barking and the chickens are crowing and the cows bawling and
yeah. That's it.
Well, you get used to the dogs barking and the chickens crowing and you don't notice them.
That's right. The cows are bawling, you don't pay no attention to them.
You don't pay a bit of attention. Now, right. Let's say looking right at you and start bawling for an hour, then maybe you might come to. Well, last night I had one over these little black cows.
Yeah.
And she was standing at the fence looking right this way. And it must be her calf was 20, 30 feet off and wouldn't come. And she wouldn't go. I can get through that for an hour, say, but I woke up at 1 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, she's still at it.
Mm.
I started wanting to go over there and take a two before.
You might do like Grandma Todd. She said William has hunting dogs, you know, different kinds. And they sleep all day, and they bark all night. She went down the other morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and sprayed them with a water hose. She said, I may have drowned them, but that's all right.
That's
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
She had to get out and go down to the dog pens. There's seven pens, and there's a dog in each one of them. She just started spraying. She said, I may have drowned them, but that's all right.
I brought me a coonhound back.
And it hasn't shut up since it hit the door.
You done already brought her in your...
Brought me I brought a coonhound and a half leopard and half pit bull puppy. And I brought 20 bales of hay, feed little man. I brought...
That's good...
A good count.
He didn't know what it was.
And I brought... stopped in North Carolina and bought 12 2x6s. And 12 2x4s.
Why'd you stop at that amount for?
It's all the money he had.
He even went out in the woods and cut it down and helped saw it up.
I even went to the woods and helped the man cut it down, trim it up, log it, haul it to the mill, and saw it.
Mm. Then he came on home.
He ought to pay you instead of.
Well, I had to work my board out, guy.
Yeah. That's in North Carolina?
That's North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right. That's all right. And that's pretty good work.
Yeah. That's good work.
Well, let me tell you. This big gate here. And the gate into that pasture, that long piece that goes up, they won't stay. They bust. They just disintegrate. And the one there at the head of the lane, I fixed that not so long ago. It had done the same thing. So it just lets the gate down. Well, all I can do is just put in another piece just about the same, you see, and it'll last a while.
Yeah.
I thought it a good, hard piece of wood, as hard as I could find.
Well, I thought I ordered it in for some oak. 2x4s, 2x6s.
Well, you know, if you had just two pieces of oak, you could hold the gate up, the piece that goes out,
right.
And then that diagonal piece.
Oak is so much more lasting than pine.
Oh, it'll.
He got this though to finish the.
I got to finish
to extend the rest of the porch out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the rest.
We're gonna
finish the porch so we can finish the house. Try to finish a little dab along.
Yeah, do it a little at a time. Well, you know, if you hit it every now and then, it'll make a showing, yeah.
Well, it's been a big help just to get to that porch closed in.
Oh, I know it has done.
And then we extend the porch out, that'll be so much better for
mm-hmm.
the rain, if we can just get it done before the rains do start.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta put a roof on my house.
Well, this needs it. And, you know, I put that syrup on it, that asphalt.
Yeah.
And, it holds it as long as you don't touch it.
But you touch it, it'll just start leaking.
Yeah. it's just the next thing. It just don't have any. It's just gone to dust almost.
Ronnie told me that with the shingles and gave him about 8 hours and he would put them on my house.
Yeah.
The back part doesn't look bad, I don't think. I don't know. I imagine they are, though, when you start messing.
Yeah.
I'll bet he can.
Yeah, when you start messing with it, I can't imagine it's rotten.
That bird can really put shingles on a house.
You've seen him do it.
Well, anybody that can put 10 squares of shingles on in a day by himself has got to know how to put them on.
Well, he don't waste any time. You mean take them off and put them on, too?
Clean the roof, clean it off, and replace them with 10 square shingles. He has got to work.
Let me tell you, I couldn't get 10 squares off in a day.
He takes a number 2 shovel, one big wide shovel, and goes right down there and shovels them off.
I know. He
like
said
that.
Something about walking
oh,
around
really?
The edge of the roof,
yeah.
You know, to do this.
Is that
and
right?
One of the girls said, walk around. I just get dizzy if I get up so high. That he just used to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him. I'd like to see him perform once. I'd just like to get the motion.
Let me tell you, old help the pool, Bill Pool. He got over 150 houses in South Florida to roof by contact. And they asked Ronnie if he'd take a crew of men down there and do it. He picked him out of his whole gang. Take a crew of men to South Florida and put them shingles on.
They're going to work 4 days a week.
They'll just work 4 days
they'll
a
work
week.
Longer hours in a day, you know. And you know, you aren't supposed to be on a roof after it gets so hot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to start to work early.
Sometimes 10
hours. 6
oh,
o'clock in the morning.
Let me tell you, I've seen.
In order to have to come off early in the evening.
I've seen them up on the roof, you see, right in that heat of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, it'll get a good man.
It's just when he puts in 10 hours, he said that's all I want.
He is so agile, you know, he's so.
He's a good boy, I think.
He has ulcers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and he's been having trouble with his stomach.
Well, he better take care of that.
That's what I told him. So.
Gee whiz, that
ulcer. He cared about spices and spicy foods sometimes. I was reading about that in the magazine yesterday.
Well, let me tell you. You know, my old friend over here, toward the creek, you know, put on that new roof. Sears did that. Does Ronnie know anything about Sears crowd?
No.
Well, they are hoodlums. I mean, they are bandits. Well, I just didn't run up against Jesse James or them fellas.
Huh. Well, up home, he had a tin roof on his house. And they come in there and talked him into putting shingles on.
Yeah.
And they come in there and nailed them shingles to the tin instead of taking the tin off and putting sheeting on, and nailed it to the tin.
Yeah.
Why?
Goodness gracious.
They did.
I can't believe it. I wonder what they did to that. I don't know what they did over there.
Well, you hear everything. The valleys over there, you know how they made the valleys? They just put an extra shingle down there. So all you got just solid shingles. You haven't got any sheet.
Valley
tin.
Valley
tin.
No, it's tin.
And that plywood, that plywood, you know, is what they use. And,
Very light.
I'm telling you, and old Marvin stood there, right there, and watched them. And they, for that little old house over there, they charged them $2,000. We figured it up. I went over there, Miss Eastman. You know, we talked about that. I want to talk to Ronnie.
That's her?
Her. I want to talk to Ronnie. We'll go by there, maybe, and he can look at it from the road sometime. And I want him to just tell me. Give me his figures on that. Why, hell, they couldn't even count the square.
But he told me how many square shingles did it take to fix my house. Yes, my house.
Yeah, and you really need it?
Yeah.
Just those asphalt won't cure you? It'd be cheaper just to put on a shingle.
That'd be cheaper in the long run just to put on shingles.
Well?
Now I'm going to do it a little different from what he thinks. I ain't going to let him take everything off to the chief.
You just gonna put it over the others?
I'm not gonna put it right on over top of the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Well, what is the objection to that?
Well, it gives you more insulation. Leave your old shingles on there. And they're not leaking now.
We had just one place and he
and they ain't gonna leak afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
The new one sure ain't gonna leak.
And can you put the new shingles on over the old one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, the old shingles, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right
on top of it.
Oh, that'll simplify it, won't it?
Yeah, just simple as ABC.
Well, what is the trouble then? You don't even have to fool with the trimming and all.
No, you don't even have to put the trim up or nothing. Well, Ronnie don't want me doing it, see? He wouldn't even let me climb my garden, by God.
And believe it or not, but I was so tired I didn't even hear him, and they were outside my window. I didn't know the wrong place. I didn't hear that thing the first
got
time.
Got some onions back, got the oil, got them put out. Planted some squash.
One row of strawberries.
I brought 12 strawberry plants back that he dug up.
To get started.
Yeah.
I brought 5 little bunches of
grass
to get started.
Put it in my flower bed, of all places, to put grass. He said he knew then it'd be taken care of.
So now, that is the prettiest lawn grass that'll grow down here. So it's all put in an irrigation system, just back, I'll let you keep it wet. If it'll grow down here. That's the prettiest lawn that you ever saw.
Well, let me tell you.
So he put it in the flower bed so we'd be sure to keep the water and water.
You get one of them little 2-horse, 3-horse, whatever it is, irrigation pumps that like Marvin's got his Sears. You never regret it.
Well, where will I pump my water from?
It'll even pull it up by your well.
Well, I got electricity. All I got to do is put on another pump and that. And
well, I know, but this, you can buy a cup of this, a cup of that gasoline will save you $4 or $5 of electricity.
More electricity you use, the cheaper my bill is.
That's what they say, yeah.
Mine is.
But
I'd go out there and well like a madman all week long.
And it won't be no more.
It won't be no more.
Isn't that funny?
Now Helen will prove, I can prove that to Helen. I've got 2 hot water heaters hooked up and you can it ain't no more.
We took our old hot water heater and put it under the shed and took our washer out there.
Uh-huh.
In the kitchen.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I put me a new hot water heater in the kitchen.
But
got the deep freeze, 2 hot water heaters, refrigerator,
stove, and air conditioner when we get it in,
and
still on the front porch.
Every when the kids are there, every light in the house is burning.
How'd you get your access?
Oh, Leo drummed it up someplace.
Right.
It's
one of those things.
Got a dishwasher.
Huh?
He got a dishwasher and a horse trade.
Did he?
Yeah.
Lord, yeah, I wish you hadn't been.
Yeah.
But we took the rack off yesterday.
I wish that too, a long time.
Why, I hadn't asked somebody to couldn't do
any sense. No, we took the rack that we had the oil drum on, when we had a kerosene stove, and we moved it over under the window to see if the air conditioner would fit on that rack. And I think it'll work when we get it put up.
I took a kerosene stove and I throw it in the dump.
Mm-hmm.
I got me a wood cook stove.
Yeah.
That's all I used all winter.
Is that right? A wood cook stove?
Yeah. But one bottle of gas all
and it was very cold and I had to have very much fire. I cooked and baked bread on.
Uh-huh.
I did. Got my coffee water hot.
Yeah.
And I baked biscuits and cornbread. And
yeah.
And anything I wanted to warm, I'd stick it in that oven instead of bothering to
fry up the last of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty part about it, Steve. I got to get in the joker.
We just don't have the other one up.
Oh, really?
But we have another wood cook stove too. If we keep the other one, we were talking about putting one and putting the other one on the out back, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you. I'd go turn it on for you, but it's too far out there. You just barely got it in time. That old attic fan that you dumped out there in the yard, and I got it in, and it sat out there on the porch all winter. Well, it's installed.
It is.
And I'm telling you, it does. It's a Wade's tricorders over here. You know Wade. And I turned it on for him. And we had a little storage in that room up here where the children stay when they're here. Just raised the window and we cleaned that out. While we're sitting there, I say, hell, Wade, that damned old attic over the kitchen there is one thing that makes it out. I opened that door and we cleaned that out. He said, it's a new house. It's just phenomenal what an attic fan will do. Faye's got one. I had forgotten it. I had clear forgotten it. But we lived for several years. Faye's sister there in Knoxville, you see. And they had one of them big old family houses that they bought 50 years old out there on the pike. And it was two-story with a full basement and a full attic. And it had one of these huge attic fans up there sitting upright at the head of the attic, the attic stairs. And we turned that on, and it we didn't just do one room at a time.
You cool the whole house.
It cleaned the whole damn house. Any door that's open, it didn't clean it out.
20 rooms in that house, and they were all cool.
But does that old thing work all right?
Does it work all right? And you know how we got it up there? This Eastman got up there, and I handed it to him.
I couldn't, you know, I didn't say anything, but I thought, well, it falls on you. It's just fall on you. It's okay. I mean, there's nothing to do about it. Just handed it up.
I tell you what the trouble was. I was scared of it. And it sat out there, and I'd hardly touch it. I'd lay the towel on it every now and then. Miss Eastman said, well, let's just go out there and see if it runs. So he brought his light cord out there and with them two wires in it and stuck it in the switch. And I twisted it around there, and he turned that, and the thing turned on. And just as soon as it started running, I knew everything what would happen. I thought that little motor would be so strong, you see, it'd pull a door off. Well, it wouldn't. It's just right. It's just the right size. And then the weight of it, once I picked it up and he turned that thing on, I knew I could handle it. But you know, I like I said, I've been afraid of it. So we just took hold of it and brought it upstairs and set it down there. And there that hole up there was in the ceiling. He'd made a hole in the ceiling for it. And the question was, the point was to get it up there. So we hassled back and forth there for some time. Mr. Eastman stood down there. He says, all we need is two more men.
And Mr. Eastman kept here. And he was up in the attic, and I was down here, and I thought, well, they really will. This will be a mess.
Well, sir, I said, I got a pulley out there, Mr. Eastman. So I went and got it, and the pulley was all right, but the rope had rotted out. It had been 6 years since I used it. So we brought up a rope of his, you know, in there. And I brought him a piece of wire, and he wrapped it around that rafter up there and curious, so, you know, if I lose my footing, this thing wouldn't fall on me. And he said, just, I was going to put it up over here by the stairs. He says, no, you don't want it over there. I got to have it over on this side where the motor will be next to the wire. Well, I said, hell, Mr. Eastman, you're ruining the wall. Well, he got to thinking about that in a minute. He says, well, stick your ladder over there, that 12-foot ladder. Well, sir, that solved the problem. You see, all I had to do is scoot it up that 12-foot ladder.
You walk up one, scoot another.
That's right. I got it up to the top there, and he says, well, take the ladder out. And that's all there was to it. That's all there was to it. And I've been living in need of that. Last year was the worst year we've ever had out here. I mean, it didn't let up. See, June was all right, but from July on, it was humid to the point where you just never had a chance to get your breath. Now, it may not have affected you, but it sure affected,
yes, it did.
Affected me.
And
I like hot weather.
In a big old room, the air gets all up in the top.
Dead air.
Dead air.
You just couldn't move.
Just a pocket up there.
You may not feel that it's hot, but it's just dead.
Just a pocket of dead air.
And on top of that, I got an air conditioner in there. And you say, where did I get it? I got it at Scotty's, where Mr. Eastman gets everything. They had a sale on down there just by chance when we went down there. So it's in there, and it'll cool this.
I bet you didn't get yours cheap as I got mine.
It cost me $250.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what I done. I got mine in trade.
Yeah.
And I got my air conditioner in about $75 for the good.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
but we haven't tried it out. It may not run.
I don't know. If it don't work, I've got a good pile of junk.
Well,
but it's supposed to.
You got to take a chance on the new ones, too.
That's right.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to try it out if it stays this weather. I can go to bed every morning. I am so cold.
Helen bought a new television.
And I wake up.
Oh, she's needed.
And I'm frozen. And I'm burning nothing. I'm just
black and white. That's all the color we want. Black and white.
That's all I want.
All I see. That's enough. Which isn't much.
Well, I hope you got one better than these things here running me crazy. I'm going to throw away.
What's the cheapest one on the market?
Have you got the...
No. It's good enough for all I see.
10-cent store and 10 on top of the house.
And it suits you fine. It does all right.
12 and 4 is about all I see anyway.
Mm-hmm.
7 and 5 and 2 sometimes.
Off of a $6 antenna. And it's about 10 years old.
It maybe has half the wires off. You get up there and look at it. We haven't checked it.
It works all right. You don't care.
It works all right. Wires are off or on.
Well, you got your television.
Yeah.
No, this some little something because we don't watch it very much.
I brought one up here. I thought it was going to be better than this. I bought it down there at Ocala where I traded, and I gave him $80 for it. Brought it up here, and every time you turn it on, it would start that doodling. And you had to reach around there every time you turned it on. Or if you changed the station, you'd have to reach around there and
fix it.
Now, you don't want to live with that, do you? So I took it back. Well, the beauty of trading where I do down there, they don't care whether you keep it or not. But if you go to one of these high-fluting stores, you see, they're very particular.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's like a dishwasher. It's a 10 more portable. It's fully automatic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I trade free. Now, let's see now. I'm going to see now. How was that? How did I get that thing?
You traded it. I don't know. All I know is you brought it home. I give up on those things.
Give him a piece of paper,
please. I think you can see it on
there.
I see. Well, to start with, played as Rowdy and Tony for three cows and two pigs and $200. All right. And I traded the two of the cows for a trailer and got $185.
Well, they must have been good cows.
All right. Let me see something here. All right. The two cows and two pigs. And got $185 to boot. All right, I sold the trailer. So what did I sell it for?
$500.
No, I got more than that. I've got $500 and the dishwasher.
And the dishwasher and something else. What was it? Wasn't it something else besides the dishwasher?
No, that's another deal. I ain't got
it. Oh, okay.
I got $500 and the dishwasher.
For the trailer. For the trailer.
Yeah. Okay.
For the horse trailer.
Yeah, it's a four horse trailer. Big one. Big pile of junk.
Good
Lord. I wouldn't
have. And I kept three tires off of it. 3 8-ply tires off of it. Practically brand new. It cost $54 a piece. So we'll just classify them as $30. And that'd be $90. Then I got $200 cash money to start with. And I've got a cow left.
Well, where is it?
Down with the Holt.
Oh, that's right. That's the one he wasn't ready to take the calf. The calf was still on the cow. I forgot about that one. I don't keep up with all the business. That's too much for me. I know one thing, the girls are going to be wondering where in the world we are.
Wait a minute. I've got $185. Then I sold the trailer for $500. And I took four tires off of it.
Three
tires off of it. $90.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got $200 in cash money. And I've got a cow left.
And you got a dishwasher?
I've got a dishwasher. I've got a dishwasher and a cow left. And, the cow's worth about $400.
And the way we use milk, we need to keep it. Oh. I don't know.
She's dirty. I've got $1,375 on the automatic beef horses out of them two horses. Make it.
I think he needs to go to market now with all the saddles and the harnesses. And
no, they don't go. That's from enough saddles.
Bridles and all my, I bet you could get a truckload.
Well, and then your air conditioning thing, and that's a different case.
That was a different story. I bought a horse for $75. And Jack Stokes sold the mare for $150 and got the air conditioning to go with it.
Jack did that.
Jack did that and gave me my money. Yeah. What did he tell me tonight?
I was so tired, I didn't know. I couldn't tell you what he told you.
About them two trips.
Something about two trips, I just don't remember what he said about them.
About 22 head of heifers to go to.
I was going to ask you, where was that? Out of sea. He said, do you know where Sebring?
Yeah, right below Sebring. Then I got a load of bulls going to Mariana.
I know, it was 2 days of the week I can't go with you, so I didn't listen too much. The only way I can travel is Monday. That's my traveling day, otherwise I'll stay home.
Let me tell you, Cookie. He come back up here now and start fighting them damn cows, and he'll get run down again. That's too damn hard work, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. You can tell, you see. You can tell it. Whenever a man's working gets short breath, it ain't right.
Uh-uh. We want to keep you like this, Cookie. You're just right.
And now I'll tell you what, I just can't make no money. And that's how you get out there and punch cows and horse trade and jockey around and do this and do that. I just can't make no money.
Well, you can horse trade, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about hiring out the whole camel. That's work. If they load them for you and everything like that, but they don't do it.
All I got to do is get out there and push them up the chute, and I got my hot stick for that.
don't work out. No. What happened to Cookie? What happened to you down there at Tampa when the ICC got after you? And how come the ICC bothering with you?
They was bothering with everybody. They was checking everything.
They had a roadblock.
That's right.
He just happened to get in the middle of it.
And I just happened to be in the wrong place at the right time.
You got caught and couldn't get out.
That's right.
You couldn't back up.
There wasn't no place to back up.
And you couldn't run off through the field.
His old saying is in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
And you knew. They were just waiting for you.
They were waiting, huh?
What did you get you for?
They got me for illegal gas tank.
What?
You name it.
Illegal gas tank. I had a 55-gallon drum on the back of the truck.
I remember seeing it. Half on top and half below.
That's right. It's illegal.
Now, but I
mean you're not supposed to have one?
No, it isn't pressure.
It's not pressure tested.
Pressure tested. A drum isn't. That was the reason.
Pressure tested?
That's right. They got the old, they got to be pressure tested to 100 pound of pressure, or they're not legal for a gas tank.
Well, they didn't warn you, they just told you.
They found it out,
in other words.
They just showed me.
What did they do? Itemized things just like you did?
That's right.
That's right. They just wrote down the illegal gas tank so much.
Illegal gas tank and illegal lighting on the truck.
You didn't have the lights fixed to suit them.
And those,
you didn't have enough? Looks like a traveling circus as it is.
I didn't have enough.
Carnival.
Why, Cookie?
That's right. No flags, no flares, no safety equipment at all.
You have flags and flares now?
Yes, ma'am, my dog.
Yeah. You paid for them, didn't you?
You blame my hat.
Now, what was that about being too long?
I'm not too long. No.
I understood you to say, or somebody to say, that you were too long and knew it.
No, I wasn't too long. Uh-huh. No, I'm not too long. No, I'm allowed 50 foot and I'm only 40 feet.
Well, where did I hear that?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't too long. Just the lighting, the lights and the tank and so forth was enough.
And flares.
Mm-hmm.
And they.
But
they,
it just happened to be one of those days that everybody had to be stopped and everybody had to be checked.
And I wasn't the only one, I'm telling you. I wasn't the only
They
one.
Made it rich that day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they made money.
My goodness,
I guess everything was in bad condition. They had to get out and make some money. They made it.
Now, they weren't the Highway Patrol.
No.
Uh-uh, that's the ICC.
No.
What is it, ICC?
ICC, Interstate Commerce Commission.
Well, what did they do on Florida roads?
Well, they just do it. It's not only on Florida roads.
It's all
on
roads.
All roads.
There's how many different C's Ronnie told. He used to drive trucks, so he knows.
Know, but there's
the ICC and another something.
The PCC and
But he says when the ICC gets you, you're got.
I don't know, but they, like
they leave the mark.
They leave the mark.
They
crash deep.
Yeah.
I know he has another gas tank
they
up there where, in the hole where that one was.
But now it's legal and it's pressure tested. I come right through ICC territory and they didn't say a word to me.
Well, let's hope they don't stop you again and check you.
How'd you get that tank?
I bought it.
He got it up when he's up home.
It's just like the one you got.
So he can haul 100 gallons.
Of gas.
Mm-hmm. He didn't buy gas at all coming home. He had enough to get home on and some left over.
Is that right?
By just switching from one tank to the other.
Yeah.
You know. I know we stopped at a service station in Hawthorne this morning, and he said, what do you want, 25 gallons? Finally, Leo asked him if that was all he was allowed to sell. He asked for truckers. 25 gallon was the limit. $5
for cars.
$5 for the gas for cars and 25 gallons for trucks. That was the limit.
$3
Well, now some places it's three, and it's usually been three there, but they did extend it to $5 for cars and 25 gallons for trucks, and it's 48 something a gallon.
48.9 and up home it's 59.9 and 62.9.
How do you, what makes count for the difference?
It's always been higher in West Virginia.
Yeah.
They got a lot more state tax on it than they have down here.
Mm-hmm. Tax makes it higher.
Pay the welfare. That's where they pay the welfare up there.
Yeah.
Well, they need it high, then.
Well,
we better go.
Cookie, let me tell you, while you're sitting there, tell me what sort of, I need a little trailer to work in. And it don't have to be heavy, it don't have to be long. Just a little two-wheel trailer. Made like this one out there, I guess all made the same, with a bed in one end, and then the dining room in the other, and the ice box in the middle. Isn't that the way they all made it? But I don't need much of one. But the thing of it is, it ought to be fairly sturdy. You get a lightweight one and it's not sturdy.
No.
I'm not going anywhere in it. I'm not going to travel in it. I just want to work in it.
You just want to park it and work in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How big does it have to be?
Oh, 15 foot.
Well, that one's only 4 feet long.
15, 5 foot and up.
I've got one 24 feet long.
You mean you already got it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't need a good one. I mean, it don't have to be polished and everything. And I don't care about the windows in it, because I put a little air conditioning in it just to keep the temperature regular.
Well, this one doesn't have.
I want to store some documents out there and some tapes out there and work on them out there. And get them away from the house. It's the thing.
Okay, I don't like them.
It's not new and it's not
it's
fancy
not new
one either.
It ain't nothing fancy. It's just in good shape.
Yeah. Well, you use yours.
I got another one for this one down here.
He's not talking about this one.
You mean the one over Jack's door?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, then you're going to use it.
Look, I didn't, when I traded for it, I didn't get no marriage license with it.
Yeah. That wasn't the last one you trade for, huh?
I didn't get no marriage license with it.
All right, I'll trade you. I haven't seen it. I do better when I don't look at things.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a car since you were here.
I know you have two cars
I haven't seen.
It's
a 66 Chrysler with 26,000 miles on it.
66 Chrysler.
With that, and it's spotless.
Well, what kind of a car do you have?
With one of those little things down here.
Well, they're good automobiles, but they like the gas.
It gets 12 in traffic.
Well, I get 12 and 13 for my trailer.
In traffic?
Oh, overall.
I mean, just these little short hauls is what I'm talking about.
I don't want to get on short haul. I carry too much gas.
Yeah.
I can check it.
No, if it starts to
stutter
or skew, he reaches down and does something. I don't know what he does. He's turning something on from someplace else. I don't know.
You get that little Dodge you're talking about, sir?
Got a little Dodge.
Six on?
It's a honey.
How you like that? Six on.
I like that slant six.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good enough, anybody.
It's just all right. I had to get used to it. It has automatic transmission, but it doesn't have a.
You know that.
Well, now that you got used to it, don't bother you, did
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I drive.
You know, that it's not much different from that little Ford you had that you sold for $500 or $600. It's a little sturdier, not much different. Oh, it drives much.
This hasn't had any driving in it. It's just little, this person goat steel on that.
Like the old sonic play out of.
Well, Eddie said if I didn't get rid of it, he couldn't sleep at night because he thought it'd just fall apart any time. Yeah, we still got it. It runs all right. I'd rather drive it than anything.
It's a sweet driving thing to have so many ailments.
I tell you, I'd rather drive that old
like
than
that old Cadillac of mine.
Yeah.
I'd rather drive that thing than anything else I've got, and it's, well, I guess it's pretty safe for me to drive, but.
That old is just like a jackrabbit. You sit there and all you have to do is just touch it a little bit and it's just like
that Ford I bought for Harriet Ann's a good automobile.
Have I seen that?
That black one that Ronnie had.
Mm-hmm. The one she had down there the Sunday.
Well, it's missing.
Mm-hmm. It needs some tune.
It needs
adjusting and so forth.
Yeah.
Well, what about that car that Ronnie got? That's a beautiful thing.
Ronnie, he wants to trade it to me.
He wants to.
But it's too much money, too much automobile.
That's a lot of automobile.
For Harriet Ann.
Yeah.
That's a 464 cubic inch engine.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that a beautiful car?
It's a good automobile, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell him,
J.J. found us a neighbor for you over there.
Yes,
uh-huh. Helen tell you?
He's
a young fella. He's broke horses. He ain't much of a rider. And he's an outdoor fella and roughneck sort of fella. And he got that trailer. And he wanted to bring it out there. It's a 20-foot trailer, something like that. And I haven't talked to him, but I'd talked to Helen. And I thought, well, if he'd pay your electric light bill,
I'd give him the water.
Yes. And he's an able-bodied fella. He can also dig a hole out there.
Yes, he looked like he could dig a hole.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's all right with me.
We'll have a party out there.
Just let him take care of the light bill.
Yeah.
We'll have a picnic out there and dig that hole.
Oh, that's good enough, huh?
That'd be the way to do it.
We get them, all those able-bodied men, but they might not all show up that day.
Well, we won't tell them we're going to dig the hole.
That's
we're
right.
Going to have
that's
a picnic.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have a
picnic.
Have
a picnic and then walk up with the shovel and the mattock and say, look.
And little bluegrass music and things like that.
Yeah.
I think the next picnic, I think we better have the food. Helen.
No, I didn't bring very much the other day.
Well, because we didn't know you were coming.
Well, what you brought was mighty good. So.
Sure was.
Well.
But now, we got to go. We shouldn't have stayed as long as we have. But girls be wanting to hold her at.
Well,
I didn't know when we'd be back, so they know that.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
When
you
get out with him, the girls will know that
they're
not going.
Well, you sure look good.
I gained about 18 pounds, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Next time you start getting losing, we'll send you back to West Virginia.
Helen, I don't
know what to do with him.
I don't want to run people's business, but I don't approve at all of this heavy-duty cattle hauling. It's just too much work to it.
I don't
now
know.
If somebody else does the loading, you see, I could unload them.
Oh, well, now I tell you what, all I got to do to unload them is just open the gate and
they go.
Yeah, but you see, he don't.
I know what you mean.
He don't let the other people do the loading. He does it for them.
Yeah, I know.
You
that
see,
too.
He come over here and loaded mine. All he had to do was sit down there on the stump.
Don't think he's gonna get
it. He didn't have one damn thing that he had to do. Miss Dodd was over here in my cows, and she bought them. And all he was doing was driving. Well, what did he do?
He helped load them.
He wore himself out there getting them damn cows up there, and then they'd turn around and go back, you see.
Well, I tell you, if I'd loaded them my way, they wouldn't have turned around and
gone back. I've never seen anybody do it right yet. Those bastards, they're not normal cows, them cows aren't. They don't behave the way normal cows do. Well, you know, one reason I had to get rid of them, Cookie, they just got so they worked the pee out of me. I mean, nothing would go easy. They'd make me do it all the hard way. I've got two cows on the place now, let me tell you. You know that old 18 with the rheumatism? Well, she's still here, and she's cured. I never see her move, but every now and then she's in this side of the pasture. The next time she's over here, she don't seem to be able to move. But she moves. She gets there somehow.
Yeah.
But you know that little stunted runt of a... Do you remember what a specimen of a steer that was?
Yeah.
I had 8 heifers. Most of them was pretty. I had 1 or 2 of them sort of spindly. And that damn little old steer. Well, he was so no count, I didn't even pay enough attention to him to take it to market. And you know what he looks like now? He looks like Pappy. He's big, and he does something that I had never seen one done before. He used to be thin, but he's spreading out.
You ought to see Kathy.
I wish I could.
Yeah, well, look what Kathy started out. This thing started out knotty. Why, you can't tell what a darn cow's going to do.
Well, didn't I tell you? You can't tell what they're going to amount to.
And he ain't getting anything. I give him a little feed every now and then, just enough to encourage him, as the fellow says.
Cassius is the most beautiful.
And let me tell you, he's just like that bull. You know, that bull, is a lot of, I didn't realize how much difference there was in bulls. That bull, those cows was bred on time, and didn't any of them miss being bred. Not with that last bull out there. You know, that bull moved.
Yeah.
He didn't hang around. And he was so fast, you know, I couldn't stop him. He could cut by me.
Yeah.
Well, sir, you know this little old steer? He's just like that. And you know, he's light on his feet and he's quick, you know. It's a shame we made a steer of him.
How many bags feed you want? 50 pound bags.
50 pounds. I've got 100 pounds out there, haven't I, guys?
Well, you had, I don't know, some pounds old. You could use another 100 pounds.
I could use 100 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Just drop it anyway out there. I'll get it, Cookie.
Well, wait a minute.
I'll turn it on. Give him this right here. All Faye. Why don't you learn what the lights are?
Here you are.
Oh, around 1600 Channel 1 over, and the end of this visit with Helen and Cookie. This visit I never thought would take place again. This Monday at bedtime, the 11th of March, 74. Channel 1 over, around 1600-1700, and the end of the visit with Helen and Cookie. Monday at bedtime, the 11th of March, 74.